This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hoffman at the top, doing what he does, man. They have some of the most ingenious, more ingenious intros in all of sports radio with super producer Anthony Haney. And, of course, the host himself, Craig Hoffman. DOC is in the DH position. Big banger in here to knock it down, have some fun, and really rejoice over the fact that these gladiators are out in this 100-degree temperature. You think our team is not in shape? You better check yourself. Because they're in shape. And so are those that report on the Commanders. Because if you can't cut the heat, you can't cut it. And one guy that cuts it day to day because he's smooth and he's built like that is Chad Ricardo. That is so smooth. Dude, I know. How do they handle at the network level? How do they handle your wardrobe expense account?
You know what, Doc? I do a lot of shopping out there at Amazon, man. You know what I'm saying? That way I can buy things in bulk in a lot of different colors. That way I can put on TV. Doc, I'm just trying to walk in your footsteps, brother. Can I just walk in your footsteps?
Man, you want to do much, much, much better than that. But that heat, and I applaud all of you that do this on a day-to-day basis. And at least the fellas out there are... they condition for it. It's what they do. Sure. But how do you condition for this? And again, my memory is not completely gone. I would always be on the far side over by those trees. And sure. I made sure the shade, I found shade if shade couldn't find me. But it is, what is interesting? What's been the most interesting thing about this camp for you? And you cover football. You know how much I love the fact because you give the puppies love.
That's right.
You know, and so anybody that puts a spotlight on the growth and development of the game itself is a farmer. You fertilize them babies. And so they come up from youth leagues to high school. They always get a highlight. And Friday nights, you make them feel like they're gigantic to help them get to That's this right. next level. But for you, what is the thing that you've seen that you go, this team might have a shot?
Now, 100%, Doc. And before I answer that, I do want to give a huge shout-out not only to yourself but also to Mike Anderson, two individuals that were integral in my ability to cover youth sports and to bring those spotlights, as well as just the advancement and the growth of my career. So thank you to you, and shout-out to Mike Anderson as well.
Sure.
As we turn the page and looking at this Washington Commanders team, though, Doc, this week you have truly seen the spirit of the burgundy and gold. And I'm talking about not only out there on the football field, of course, led by number five, led by number one, with the additions out there to the offensive line and with the addition of the strength and girth along that defensive line, but bringing all of that together to then put on a show for these fans, Doc. Like, you can walk around out here in Ashburn and you can feel that this organization, this team, this bloodline is completely alive once again. If you're listening to this right now and you are a lover, a fan of the Burgundy and Gold, if it runs through your veins, then brother, I got to tell you, you are in the right place right now, because this 2025 iteration of the Washington Commanders with a better offensive line, presumably, and a better defensive line, presumably, are prepared, at least on paper, to do battle with them Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, Haney.
Hey, I'm not going to lie, Chad. It sounded like you was giving a sermon right there, man. You was testifying.
Hey, man, he's preaching.
Nah, he is preaching.
Well, Willingham is not the only guy that's been in the pulpit on the sports standpoint. This is the originator. We doing off. It's authentic.
Nah, that's dope, man. But to follow up on that, this Terry situation, you know, sure. A report came out yesterday from Adam Schefter that he was thinking about trying to get more than $33 million a year, which is what DK got. Do you think those reports are legitimate, or do you think, you know, Schefter might just be putting stuff out there?
You know what? I have had an opportunity, thankfully, to spend some time with Adam Schefter as of lately. And although I cannot answer directly in regard to this specific report, I can say that he does seem like a stand-up man as well as a stand-up reporter from the experience that I've had with him. So if Shetty says that that's the case, I'm moved to believe that he's probably moving in the right direction. Now, when you look at that $33 million for Terry McLaurin, by all means, by all account, he has the right to ask for it. You talk about those five consecutive seasons with over 1,000 yards receiving. You want to talk about his age? Well, at 29, he put up 13 touchdown catches out there, and that doesn't even begin to speak to the fact that he has been the face of this franchise through the good and bad days for years and years and years. So he has every right to ask for that money, but I got to tell you all at the same time, I understand and appreciate the fact that Adam Peterson's squad is not just pulling out a blank check out here. This is a team that has their eyes on the ultimate prize, and they want to make sure that they line things up so that they're not just competitive for this year, but for years to come down the line.
I agree. This is so important, not to just this. And because if you're AP, this is your first time you cut the ribbon. You don't go confer with anyone. The buck stops with him. So he's establishing with all these agents and everybody, be aware. Because the Niners have done some things to make you scratch your head. And they had great talent, and they were filthy rich. But he's not dealing with that here now. He's building his thing. So whether or not we know he had a vote in Frisco, but not right now, he is the vote.
That's right.
And these agents, and if the agency right now, if you come up here, soft with him, you're not going to beat him. You're going to get crushed. And I didn't think the commercial dialogue by Terry, if he'd asked me, and he surely didn't, I would have advised against that. Because you don't telegraph punches in negotiations. You can play. Play.
Doc, I got to tell you, I was interviewing my main man, your main man, Lou Holder,
yes,
on my live stream on Fox Global here today.
Professor Holder.
That quote right there from you that you said that, and I think that you're right about that, bro. I really do. I agree with that.
Well, the thing about it with Terry is that Indianapolis, they salivate to have him. You can't win a negotiation unless you're willing to walk away and to go on. Team captain, you're the fabric. Well, they're not showing that. That's why all that's talk. That's not something you talk a person into. You pay a person into that. See, the money don't lie. You can't be all that in the bag of potato chips, and then I deny you or offer you $24 million or $25. The numbers are irrelevant to me. It's the respect and the security that Terry, I think, has earned, and I think Adam has also earned, to write to show you what type of guy he's going to be down the road. Because guess what's coming up down yonder? JD5. So if you got a soft bone in your body, you better not get it exposed. Otherwise, you have to make him part owner.
No, look, I agree with that. And when you look at Fort Terry, just to the point that you were making, there are individuals that will tell all the young people out there, you know, pats on the backs and attaboys. Mm-hmm. All of that is great when you're in grade school. All yep. of that is great when you're coming up in the game. But when you get to the professional level, when your organization wants to show you how much they appreciate you, mm-hmm. an email is not good enough. You got to show me that you love me by how many zeros you put at the end of my check, brother. That's Amen. The way that you show me that you care.
Amen. And you know what? And this is not taken aside. All I'm saying is it's business.
No.
It's business.
Yeah,
and it's national. You know it's National Wings Day. Did you know that? it would be so cool if at one time, and definitely not today, it's been too hot and you've been standing out in that sun. But to actually approximate how many wings you've devoured. I mean, to thinking about what's your favorite type of wing. And Haney, who thinks he's a wing expert, is going to be put to the test. He thinks he is.
Not at all.
Okay.
He thinks he is, yeah. But look, man, I want to thank you for what you bring to the table. Because whenever we start with a brother like you just throwing 98, 99, hitting 100 on the gun, it just propels us for the rest of the shift. And that's what you bring. Because you like Bob Feller to me. Always high heat that you bring, man. And God bless you. Stay healthy and keep doing what you're doing, man, because it makes a difference. And we know what's going to be down the road. And we got your back. You got ours. And we appreciate you.
Well, again, Doc, I want to thank the both of you for bringing me on here today. And one last time, I want to thank you for everything that you have meant not only to my career, but for all of us who have ever aspired to do what you laid the groundwork for. So thank you so very much, and you fellas continue rocking out.
You'll do it. We'll get you back soon.
Yes,
that
sir.
Is Chad Ricardo. He doesn't know what I mean. This, the brother is like, and it's real. It's straight up juice. And I'd love to see him, you and him one-on-one on hardwood. I'd love to see that.
One-on-one where?
On the hardwood. Yeah. Yeah, I really would. As a matter of fact, I said I was going to keep this under wraps, but I am working on right now a way to put together for charity a one-on-one challenge just so I can see you under a little bit of pressure. And I just think it would be fantastic. I really do. I'm working on it.
I'm ready for the challenge.
Oh, I know you are. I know you are. Question is the challenger ready?
It's a great question.
Yeah, yeah. What? How about our Nats? Can we give them a shout out? Okay. It's just different, man. It's different when you come in and push this button. And you know them boys went out there and showed up, showed out, and got a victory. I know trade deadline's tomorrow. The word is, I was reading on X, that you had already landed the youngest in charge to join these airwaves. So within the next 48 hours, we're going to get a guy who was at training. We're not getting a guy who reads a lot about him. We're getting a guy who was at training camp. A guy who is in an intricate part, an insider. One of the best podcasts going right now with the one and only who? Grant Paulson. Okay? You know, Grant could get anybody he wanted to get, but he chose the youngest in charge. So that's nice. So we're going to bring that to you. And we're going to also get, I don't know if you heard of him, but it's 6 o'clock today. There's a guy that's new to the market. And doing some pretty good things, too. His name is Linnell Willingham. And he's got a handle for those of you that like to put in questions for him or whatever around 6 o'clock. And it's NELL_BTP. If you'd like to ask him a question direct, he's nice enough to offer to hit that format so we can get with it. You got some sleep today. How do you feel?
I'm rejuvenated.
Yeah, no, dude. I'm not being funny. It's a it may not sound like a lot. Covering a team is quite a chore. On that, we'll take a break, our first break, and we promise we will not hog the mic. Today, 301-230-0980 is your shot to join us. And a lot going on, man. A little city council getting together. You hearing, and I look at this from a distance because the RFK, it matters, but it doesn't matter more than me establishing myself in the offensive line. And we have a lineman, a potential member of that Bruise crew that decided to step away from football. We'll give you all that and more when we come back right here on the Hoffman Show, DOC. MLB trade deadline. Coming around the corner, we'll have the youngest in charge, Toby Altizer, who will join us to give us some feedback on it before it drops. You'll be aware. You will be aware. Anthony looking at me like I'm speaking in another language. And then I guess maybe the most anticipated guest that when's the last time you guys had Willingham on?
What'd you call him?
Willingham. It's been a year.
Oh, Willingham.
It's been over a year.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
Been a while, yeah. So he's – look, I understand. The ratings were low, and, well, you figure, why would we do that again? But we're going to give him another shot. Give him another shot to somewhat express himself. Isn't it interesting to you in baseball, spend a few seconds – hear that once you determine that you're on the gas pipe, you give up your best couple of your best players or whatever to go get younger and still take even more of a chance. You know, pitchers right now, I really as a baseball owner, there's no – well, the quarterback position is not only coveted in the NFL, but you'd be a little bit concerned. They don't get hurt like this. Pitchers are going down like – and maybe it's because it's close here, but I just seems like it's going crazy in terms of arms. And guys are throwing so much harder now. But what is the difference? Baseball forever and ever and ever. Why now? Or because guys are playing just one sport? Most of the best athletes always played at least two or three sports.
Yeah.
Are guys throwing now way too much too soon? I don't know. I'm asking the question. We'll run that by the youngest in charge when he joins us. But it is becoming quite a concern. And then it's just not fun when you're not good, when you're trying to – and they keep thinking. I go, man, well, I've seen Cubs were on a gas pipe for a while. They flipped that script. Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when the Tigers couldn't buy a win? Now, I mean, there's some movement in this. Hell, the Orioles was two seasons ago on fire.
Yep.
And then, like, phew, you know, it's it is out. But we'll get a little bit more into that. What are you looking forward to? What do you in sports all the way across the board? What are you looking forward to most?
I'm looking forward to Thursday night. Thursday night, we have the Hall of Fame game between the Lions and the Chargers.
Okay, let me stop you before you go any further with this.
Good luck. I already know.
Nobody's going to play. What are you looking forward to?
A football being kicked off.
Okay.
I think that's what I'm anticipating. The initial kickoff to the NFL season.
Right, with the new rules, and they're starting at doing the UFL rules and the whole bit, yeah.
Now, will I watch the entirety of the game? That wasn't your question.
No. I said, what are you looking forward to?
Exactly. I'm looking forward to that pigskin because guess what, Doc? That means we will no longer have NFL football anymore. I mean, well, we will no longer be without football anymore.
I was thinking it would have been more around tennis for you. I really thought you were going to say, because you have such an eclectic.
I mean, lacrosse, I know. The PLL.
Why didn't you play? You know, people have asked me, why didn't you play lacrosse?
See, when I was growing up at my middle school, we didn't have lacrosse. I didn't find out lacrosse was a sport until I got to high school.
Okay, yeah. Well, I was a grown-ass man before I even knew what it was. So I did lacrosse.
And I was about to
say, we didn't have golf.
If I went to one of my local high schools, I definitely wouldn't even have learned about lacrosse.
Right.
Until maybe college.
Right.
And even then, that's a maybe too. Depending on whatever school I went to. So, but had I known about lacrosse, I would have played. I played literally everything my school offered. Baseball.
But why wouldn't you? Yeah. Why wouldn't you play everything?
Oh, I did.
I know, that's my point. Yeah. But that's not how it is now. The young prodigies now, they had one thing and they stay at it. It's got to be something leading into the level of injuries, I think, that we're seeing at the higher levels. But, you know, could be proven wrong. But I just wonder at this point, you know, what are you looking for? The moment I can make the determination that we're going to be able to control the line of scrimmage, I'm going to lose my mind. Because all I'm waiting on is the visual that we can control the line of scrimmage on both sides. That we got it. Now, you don't control it every play, every game, but you know what it looks like. Like yesterday, well, the day they put the pads on, I've been listening to all of our experts who've been describing this Madden-like football relationship. What I saw when the pads came on, I came in, and what I saw was a defense that completely dominated the offense. And because it was their first time to play in a way that they're accustomed to, and that is through you, not around you. Because with the gear on, we can go through you. And the offense may have recovered, not today because a lot of people are off. But the next time they go at it, watch what happens. Because after you get cursed out in your offensive meeting rooms, even though it's the same team, even though we're all for one and one for all, trust me, you don't want to be on the bad side of a Joe Bugle rant when somebody went through you. You don't want to be that person. And this is when the football gets really interesting. The plays, the X's and O's, that's great offseason talk. Now we got to prove that we can get the basics done, and that is protect and advance. And I, you know, what I hear most often about are the guys that look good. How do you look good in a non-padded practice? Be quick, be agile. All the guys with fluid movement, they're going to look good now. Once you pad up, then all the biggins, all the ribeyes and rib bones and all them, they look because you can't move them. And what happened to us last year? People removed us out of the way and people ran through us. The one thing I think we made the biggest recovery in or closed the gap in, and that is physicality. Last year's team didn't lack a lot. Otherwise, they'd have never gotten to where they got to because they got a lot of heart. But everybody's really good has heart. Then it comes down to, can I remove a grown behind man from a spot that he wants desperately to defend or achieve against his will? And that's what championships football is all about. Can I impose my will on you at the point of attack in a way that you cannot deal with? Voila, the Philadelphia Eagles against the Kansas City Chiefs. And they treated them like they was taking them to the pool in the summer. They were completely the adults, and Kansas City was the children. And they physically imposed their will. And there is no way you can market your way into being physical. You can't have any kind of productions, promotions, none of it. You got to flat out do it. And that's what I saw when I went out to the field. I said, okay, our defense might have a little something going with it this year, which I like. It is 4:29 here in the nation's capital. Super producer Anthony Haney is just on the roll today. I wish we'd see him on film, but some of y'all glad you don't have to see him on film. I understand that. Stay with us. We'll be back. Don't forget, Linnell Willingham is going to be with us at the bottom of the hour. And it's really, we're getting calls in right now. The place is blowing up with the anticipation. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Man, our lines are blowing up. People are calling and say, what time is Lynell Willingham going to be on? We say in the 6 o'clock hour. They think we're just using this as a tease to try to get people to stick and stay. But no, it's going to happen. It is definitely going to happen. Anthony Haney, super producer, is at the helm. Been a good spirit today. It was hot. Was it really, is this hot to you, Anthony? I mean, you're in much better condition than I am, so what affects me may not even affect you.
Doc, you seem to be used to this. Me? Yeah. I'm not familiar with this. I'm used to being cold rather than hot.
Nobody forced you to go to Syracuse. I mean, you did that on your own. I mean, you could have come out. We'd have loved to have you in Westwood. You'd have been a great Bruin.
I'm okay.
No, you've learned to settle. I understand that.
That's
but you would have never
it?
Had to settle. What do you call it?
I made a smart decision. If it wasn't Cardinal red and white, then it was going to be that blue and orange, baby.
Okay.
Let's get it.
Nothing I can do about it right now. I just wait on the next generation. 301-230-0980 is our number. Let's go out. Kansas City gets, hey, man, they're a good program, so I get it. Toothpick, First String Podcast.
Hey,
what up?
Well, good, Doc. Thanks for taking my call, man. I appreciate you. I want to touch on a couple of things real fast.
Okay.
All right. The first one was, the Rooster rocks. He has a great show, great platform, mm-hmm. and he touched on a topic today that I wanted to address, but I had to get off the line. The topic was about the killing that happened in New York, and he handled it in a very professional way, but he did ask a question. He asked, well, we consume football differently. We're fans. We don't get paid from the NFL, or we don't get paid to watch it. However, he does get paid to write about it, to talk about it. The question should have been, would he stop talking about the NFL? Would he tell his bosses that I'm not talking about the NFL because people are killing each other because of CTE and things like that? That's the stand that he should have asked. Hey, I'm not going to talk about the NFL no more. Because as fans, we don't get paid to watch this. We invest our leisure money into it. But you are out of camp. You write about it. You talk about it. And you get paid to do that. Now, Doc, what you just talked about the offensive line and defensive line, controlling the line of scrimmage, and I'm absolutely with you. If we can do that because we did invest in those things this year and we show that we can hold the line of scrimmage both ways or force you to get rid of the ball faster with our defensive line or stop the run, yeah, I'm going to be right with you, Doc. I'm going to be losing my mind as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about that other stuff. All I know is that the game is played at stadiums. It's not played on microphones. And talking heads, all of us, that really has more entertainment value than content value. So pick and choose. I was told, and I did cover the story, because human beings lost their lives. And it sounds senseless to me. And there's someone reports that the man took the wrong, got off at the wrong elevator.
Yeah.
Okay, so so if he had a gone, what was the whole purpose? And that I don't know, but it's you know, life is dangerous. And if we're dealing with mentally ill, who is going to explain that?
Yes.
What's the point?
I got it. I got it. But you can't just take lives and then blame it on something else and then ask people to – I mean, it's just – it was a senseless taking of lives that didn't need to happen. And then you can blame it on anything, you know. You can blame it on anything, but it's always it wasn't necessary. Lives lost that didn't need to be lost. Appreciate you, Doc. Thanks,
all right, Anthony. All right, Tupac. I'll ask it to Anthony. Were you in on that understanding? Where his feelings were, he was emotionally involved in that call. But I was still trying to gather why.
It seemed like it was brought up on Chris Russell's show.
Yeah, he was going. Was he going support of or at cock-a-doodle-doo?
I don't think Chris wanted. I don't know.
I don't know. It had to be emotional for Chris. He's a New York guy.
Yeah.
Anything that happens that way is critical. It happens in your.
But I don't know if he wanted to talk about it.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Or if he felt it was his duty.
Beauty. When you lead by example, then you don't trail and catch. So. My concern, switching gear, we mentioned that the Nats won again, right? I want to make sure I say that. Yeah. As many times as Linnell gives out his handle, I want to get that out about the Nats winning. Mm. Because I really want us to understand that, as Herman Edwards said so pointedly, that we play to win the games. It's important. I was thinking about, too, the pressure that is on the ownership group. Because just even if you're not a seam head, even if you don't follow this daily, there are some young people that are in a position that we often say that they were born on third base. Who wouldn't want that? The question is, what you put in your mind, how you resolve how you got there. If you realize it was a gift, you good. But if you think you did it, then you're getting in trouble. Because you don't even know how to hit. So how could you get on third base? Because I don't know if we're ever going to get to where we want to go with MLB until we get a baseball owner. How do you win if somebody at the top is not interested in winning? How do you do that? Well, you just get a lot of really good players, and you get lucky in the farm systems, and you get a couple people that nobody can hit because the Pittsburgh Pirates were in what? Dead last place. You watched Paul Skeens throw recently?
Man, he throws gas.
How much would you pay? How much would they have to pay you to get in the box to hit him in a game? Would you attempt it?
Yeah. I would definitely attempt to hit
it. I love it.
Now, would I actually hit the ball? No, probably not.
Yeah, I love it. But you would get in the box.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to hit me. Okay. I would definitely wear a helmet with a face cover, though.
Oh, no. No, I'd have a football helmet on.
I'd have a football with a cage. Yeah, baseball, you know, that ain't going to work, Slim. Because this man could literally kill you. I mean, that's the thing about baseball. You can die playing football, even though we don't talk about it in volume. We don't really even get into that. But anybody who's a parent, it has flashed before them because of the contact. And you know what? I do think they've improved the game from a safety standpoint. I really believe that. As annoying as it was going through this transition, because if you grew up, when I grew up, Jack Tatum and Ronnie Lott and those guys, they played safety, which was like playing middle linebacker in the 70s, 60s, 70s. You ever heard of Dick Butkus?
Yeah.
Okay. That style, you know right now he'd be a defensive tackle. Do you ever see Kenny Houston? You see any highlights on Kenny Houston?
I don't.
It's okay. You're young.
I don't think so.
Dude, there's a thing called Google. And there's another tool I want you to invest in called YouTube. And then I'd like you to type in, or I can come type the letters in for you, Kenny Houston. You want to see a safety? You want to understand where all this started? Check him out. And the people that had to go into his zone, they didn't sleep well the night before. That's how vicious. And the rules allowed it. Plank and Fincic played with the Bears. Two safeties, lunatics. I'm telling you, if you allow a rule to be in place, the guys will develop their games to exploit it and take advantage of it to their. So it's not easy. These rule changes, alteration, type of athlete that we're trying to develop. And then we're trying to protect these quarterbacks. And we're doing everything in our mind to protect them. Yet when they were unprotected, there was more than nine of them worth a damn. So you explain that to me, young scholar. How when the game was brutal, you had better quarterbacks than you've had since you protect them and alter everything around them? Can you explain that in less than 30 seconds? Okay, I didn't think you could. But nobody can.
I was about to say,
nobody
is this
can.
A trick question?
But do you believe in that? The quarterbacks of the 60s, 70s, look how much we talk about them and how revered they are. Bart Starr, if I say, well, not a lot of these people you don't know about. But even the Giants. I mean, and I just said that because my favorite guy just walked in the room. I just when AMAC walks in the room, whatever's on my mind immediately shifts to the New York Giants in game one. Because I'm going to have so much fun week one. Because to me, none of this matters. None of this matters unless I got somebody that I know really cares about it and we get to go after them. This ain't got nothing to do with the Giants or the Commanders. It's got everything to do with me and AMAC, because I told him when I saw him, when I first met him, first night I worked with him, he's sharp too. He's very good. We got a great group of young producers. I said, Mac, I'm going to convert you. And this brother swole up to me like a rattlesnake. And he told me, to on point, that will never happen. Never, is what he said. Well, what does that do to me? That just excited me. I have been so excited because now I can't move forward until I break him down and get him to the choir with us and bleed burgundy and gold. You feel me? It's got to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen, though.
No, nobody does. That's what makes it so great, what's going to happen. Because he's like a fish won't get a – he might snap his neck trying to get out the hook. But he's committed. This brother – and I love that. Imagine a dude like that on our side. Can you imagine that? That's power. It'll happen. It'll happen, yeah. But I had a couple people to commented about you And yesterday when you came up with your challenge, and I said, well, kid did go to class. He wasn't just attending Syracuse. He actually went to class.
Yep.
That was fun. And, you know, I couldn't get that off my mind that I failed last night when I knew that I knew who it was. That's the worst way. Be like, if I didn't have any idea, that'd be one thing. I knew damn well what it was, and then did not get it out properly. Said it in the pre-meeting and didn't get it out. And that's haunted me. I can't wait for you to come up with a new one. Now I can't wait for the next challenge.
Hey, look, say no more. I got one for you at 6:30 again today.
Don't tease me.
6:30 after we have the youngest in charge.
Well, it will be nothing. There'll be no time left for him. You know he's going to talk himself all the way up to 7. You think you're going to get him out of here?
I mean, then he'll just have to participate in the game.
Well, okay, then. Game on. Yeah, game
but,
on.
But what I will tell you is don't let Linnell outshine you, Doc. That's all I'm going to say.
You know, when Chris Russell, you know, the first year we were all together, we picked a game. Every game, you know, all season. Ask him how that came out. But not listen, it came out the only way it could come out.
Oh, he was terrible. He finished last.
Yeah. What do you think? I'm not going to say a word because they'll swear I was just bragging or talking trash. I won't say a word. I won't say a word. But when he's on today, be sure and ask him.
All right.
But I don't want to bring it up. It wouldn't be fair. But your thing was cool. See, that's the kind of stuff, things that I really, really like. Madden is very well done, man. I really should be a player. It's so well done. I really do like it, but I just can't. Yeah, I can't. But I think it's cool. And you have the right, too, to tap in if there's something. I mean, sports games, it's, you know, you see, by the time you grew up, by the time you were born, they had perfected games to the point where when I was young, electric. You ever seen an original electric football game? Have you ever seen one?
Mm-mm.
Dude, it is an embarrassment to think that not only could they pull this off and sell it, but it actually, we bought it. These things just buzzed around and ran into each other. It had nothing to do with the sport. And it worked. It worked. 448 in the nation's capital. DOC in for Brother Hoffman. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day.
Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Shout out to 8 to the 9, Santana Moss will be inducted into the Ring of Fame. That announcement by Brother Mitchell. And I can't wait to do that. It's quite an honor. And I assume Brother Mitchell will probably carry out the honors, or Brother Hernandez. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. Can't wait. He'll be with us tomorrow, by the way, too, if you want to hear from Santana Moss. Then set your gadgets on the Odyssey app. That's the beauty about the Odyssey app. Is it one of the smoothest devices since I've been in radio? What else can you go get a time, go back, rewind, get what you want to do, and be served like that? It's absolutely awesome. If you're not onto the Odyssey app, then seriously, what are you doing? Well, that's right. You're not listening. You're not a good listener. Get with it. It'll make your life so much easier. And it puts you in control of what you want to listen to when you want to listen to it. What could be better than that? The District of Columbia is our first stop. Rob, what up?
Man, what's going on, Doc?
You know what time it is, man. Man, look, it's Bow Wow time.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Man, I'm 30. Like, I'm 34. But I had one of them electric games, little football games.
Yeah.
You had to put the penny in there, make sure your man sprint real hard. Yeah, man.
Dude, it's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed right now at my age to think how much pressure I put on my mom to get this damn thing.
Oh, yeah.
How excited I was, and really thinking that the manufacturers, it's like we was in the Flintstone ages. Is that it?
Yeah.
That's the, and these kids now, then you have your kids and you look at the stuff they have, you start thinking, I feel like we was like born in a stagecoach.
Don't it? Yeah.
I have to think about it. And really, that's why I love Westerns. I love Westerns because a part of me goes, man, where's all the buildings at? Look at a prairie, you could see for as far as your eyes would allow you to. I'm going, where's everything at? Where's everybody at? And you're talking about people riding around, going around at night? Do you know what night was without street lights?
That's crazy. Hey, Doc, I got you one better.
Okay.
This is well as times have changed, people haven't. And our game that we love has not changed. So one thing I know for a fact, them boys out there working hard. I just want to give a shout out to them players.
Hey, they are, but I'll tell you what. How about the pitching? Why are pitchers' arms blowing up now?
Yes.
We had pitchers. Yes, Satchel Paige, word says. He threw a double hitter. Now you guys can't get a guy past five or six innings, and he's a Hall of Famer.
Exactly. Yeah, it's crazy.
So what happened? Now I think unofficially, this would be a good question for Brother Hoffman. Is it the fact that the specialization of the young athletes who were used to, most people in the Stone Ages played every sport, at least three or four sports?
Yeah.
Now you get a guy who's got somebody call you and tell you he's got some talent. They lock him into one thing. NBA, I don't recall this many Achilles injuries. Now it's like four, five, six.
Not even right now, I work with kids now. You're talking about at a young age from 10, 11 years old. You got kids saying, I'm a basketball player. I'm like, what is that? I told my sister the other day, my nephew plays baseball.
Right.
I said, man, I just played sports. I went outside. Whatever we was doing today, that's what I was doing. And the guy come back and say, hey, play on our team. Give me a jersey, and you play on the team.
Right.
You weren't a football player, but you played sports. You played the game.
You was an athlete.
It wasn't until you came of age.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't until you came of age start specializing.
And I'm not hating on it. I'm not hating on it. These kids work their butts off. Shout out goes to you. Fun Bunch, high five to you for getting your time into youth sports and to helping – the boys and girls who want to get off their computer seat, put their handheld device down, and actually go outside and run around. They want to go out and compete, play lacrosse, play tennis, play whatever, but at least get the hell out of the house and go do something. Man. Hey, man, just appreciate this call. This was old school.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, Rob. Yep. That was awesome. Anthony sitting over there looking like he's a little upset. Whenever we start doing this thing about being a little bit nostalgic, it eliminates him because he's such a youngster.
Not at all.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But your father, he's listening. He going thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up. Mr. Haney, man, I feel you, man. Number love for you. Quick timeout. We come out. We're in absolute attack mode as we go to 5 o'clock. And the one and only, the youngest in charge movement, Toby Altizer, the one and only, will be right here on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you Welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.